Diddy what? Diddy who? Jay-Z says, baby, he doesn't know that man. We'll explain.
And we got a smash alert all the way from the motherland.
Also, Denzel Washington reveals him being a real American gangster was no front, all that and much more. So, let's get this started.
In here.
All right, well, we finally got the salty dish on what went down with Jamie Foxx on his birthday. So, we discussed how Foxx was hitting the mouth on his Born Day celebration after getting into it with somebody else at another table. Well, folks, the person or the people he got into it with was a crew member from the TV show Jackass. Mm. Not Johnny Knoxville. Crew. Now, reportedly, Jamie was at his table with 50 close family and friends when a crew member from the Jackass VIP section pointed a penis laser at the actor's table where his daughters were sitting. Do you have one of those, Gary? Jamie got pissed and went over and asked him to stop. Now, things escalated, smoke started smoking, and that's when the glass got to throwing. Now, sources said that Jamie stood there bleeding and said, "It's my birthday, what's wrong with you?" and quickly dipped to get stitches. So, this all started over a penis laser, y'all. That's wild.
It's important to know, I think, to identify that this is not a laser coming from a penis, but this is a laser that makes a penis shape.
Well, yeah. Right.
That's fair
but
enough.
No laser on you is good at, or feels good at all.
Especially if they make it and it's going back and forth, like towards
right.
you.
Right, it's like hitting you in the face over and over.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
But that's what those guys do, the Jackass crew. They clown and carry on like that.
They do that when they are not at a restaurant.
Well, he didn't make a big thing about his daughters. I'm sure his daughters are old enough they know what a penis
but
is.
But that's disrespectful. He's sitting there trying to have dinner with his family on his birthday at a very nice restaurant that don't usually do that kind of stuff. So he had to go upstairs. He just went upstairs to ask them, like, yo, can y'all just chill? Yeah. And then apparently somebody said something crazy and then somebody threw
like,
a glass.
You're sitting at dinner trying to mind your own business and then a phallic light show just like sneaks along your table and like comes up your shoulder and then like crawls on your face. Come on.
Yeah, and it's a penis. Like, that's so rude.
But anyway, moving on, honey, to more scandalosity, Brad. So Child Jay-Z said, honey, he don't know Diddy. Now, everyone's heard about the lawsuit filed against Jay and Diddy, honey, for allegedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old. Well, baby, he not only denied the accusations, honey, his legal team had this to say when asked about them being friends. Listen to this.
I mean, Mr. Carter has nothing to do with Mr. Combs' case or Mr. Combs. They knew each other professionally for a number of years, just like in all professions. There is no closer association between any of them. That's also a matter of fiction. That's all that there is. He doesn't know anything about the charges or allegations against him. He has nothing to do with that case. And there's nothing more to say.
That is the damn craziest. Now, y'all know better.
I'm sure, like, you know, they probably, like, know each other because they're, like, two people in the hip-hop world that have a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, they came up around the same time. But I'm sure he don't know, like, Diddy's birthday and all his kids' birthdays.
Well, he might not know his birthday, but he knows it. Man, all the pictures they got out of him and Beyonce, them all double dating and stuff like that and everything. Like, come on, now, that's that lawyer, honey, look like a fool.
But there's levels of closeness to friends, you know? Like, you could be somebody and be, even kind of be work friends. That don't mean that you know what's going on in the deep secrets of their life.
I never been invited to Gary's house, okay? I've been knowing Gary for over 10 years.
This is getting real suspicious now.
Though.
See?
Ooh. But y'all are
but there is no closeness like that. I might call Gary to check on Gary, and he might call me, but it ain't, you know, I ain't never met his mama. You know, he only met mine because she came here, you know? Like, so.
But y'all know, y'all can sit there and sit there until the cows come home. Jay-Z and Diddy are friends.
They know each other, but I can't say that they're friends. Mm. All right. Well, y'all, let's move on into this. Smash alert! In the words of Gary, baby, it looks like Burna Boy is lighting Chloe Bailey's world on fire.
Oh,
ooh, Jesus, it's a fire. Good Lord, it's a fire. Chloe went back to Africa to get some of that Shaka Zulu beefcake. Ooh, the two were looking real cozy and sexy in the motherland as they pulled up in a royal purple Lamborghini and clubbed all night long.
All night.
Chloe was bumping and grinding against the Nigerian superstar and even wore his iced out chain.
So,
is it real or is it not real?
Oh, honey.
It looked like she liked him real hard.
See, yeah, I'm so happy for her, like.
Yeah.
And why he looks so much bigger than her? He's standing up on something?
She's a fun-sized human.
Yeah, she's little.
Uh-huh. They look cute together, though. I liked it, but I'm scared.
You scared? Why are you scared?
I just don't want her to get hurt.
She gonna get hurt.
I think it's inevitable.
You know, African.
It's giving rebound.
They be having a couple wives and stuff, don't they?
Yeah. Oh yeah, honey. Yeah,
like sure. Akon, we got a few wives, and that's okay over there. And we ain't used to that over here. And I don't want her to have to shave.
It's that African swagger, man. I hope he catches on.
But women love him. Burna Boy is fly, and I like this for Chloe. But I just wanted to not get hurt.
If she would just play and go, honey, it'll be good. Just get it and go, honey. Don't even try to stay with it long.
All right, well, you might have thought Denzel Washington was just doing his job when you saw him in movies like American Gangster and Training Day, but it turns out the two-time Oscar winner has been about that life. During the press run for Gladiator 2, when asked what is his favorite Stanley Kubrick movie, here's what the icon said.
I'm not a movie buff. I was in the street when he was making movies. He was what? What's the ones in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be the one outside looking to rob you when you came out of a Kubrick movie. Okay, so I wasn't a real film buff.
Can you imagine you're getting stuck up by Denzel Washington and then years later you watch him in a movie and realize, hey, wait, that's the guy.
That would be wild. Like, yeah, especially if you was watching Glory when you realized that it was him that got you.
Yeah.
I can't even see him. He seems so nice. I can't even see him, like, sticking up somebody.
I think he's just joking.
I think he's joking, too, honey. Just like he was joking about kissing that man in the movie, and the man said no, he didn't do it, so.
Well, moving on to some more shady dish. God, Gary. Word is Angelina Jolie is delaying her divorce from Brad Pitt so he cannot get married. Ooh, the two have been going back and forth for the longest Hollywood divorce ever since 2016. Wow. And now that Brad Pitt is in love with his 31-year-old boo thing, Inés de Roma. Did I say that right, Gary?
Mm-hmm, de
Inés de Roma. Yes. He's considering marriage again and ready for this whole ordeal to be over with. Sound like you're trying to rush it a little bit to me, but a source said Angie is dragging things out to spite him and won't finalize anything until their 16-year-old twins, Knox and Vivian, are 18. Ooh, that is a lot. That's messy.
That's a long time.
I know
that's
you could do that.
That's 4 years you ain't gonna let this man get married.
But I know you could do that. I thought if she don't want to do it, he could do it. Just go ahead and have it final. I know you could hold up a
two people got to sign it.
I wonder what it is about the kids turning 18. Is there something that they get or that they inherit? Some sort of joint account that they get access
probably.
To?
Probably.
Because if they break up, if they go through the divorce, the finances are gonna have to be chopped up.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, is that right?
But are the twins?
But the kids don't suffer from that.
It shouldn't matter.
Are the twins adopted?
All their kids are adopted, I think.
Oh, that's their biological ones.
Yeah, yeah, all their kids ain't adopted.
They had a lot of adoptions.
Oh, yeah, they matter.
Together, honey, that's
yo, Angelina Jolie has been this woman. Like, that's the whole thing that's like so crazy about this, is my understanding is she's the one who released the news to the press that her and Brad Pitt started dating in Mr. and Mrs. Smith while he was still with Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. So it's like she has been the person to like drive that
don't
narrative.
Don't play with Angie,
but I like that though, honey. I'm not
like
going. She played Jennifer Holliday, bitch, and I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Huh.
And she ain't going.
Huh? To two more years.
Nah. Mm. Well, coming up, honey, Sexy Red and Glorilla are clapping back at the haters who say they are too sexy. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
It looks like Sexy Red and Glorilla are shutting down the critics who claim that female rappers are too sexual or over the top. Now, in a recent convo, the ladies discuss how women in hip-hop often face backlash for their lyrics and videos where, as men, they're less scrutinized. Check it out.
I think y'all some haters, and I think y'all don't want y'all bitch to shine because y'all's insecure. And it ain't a problem when y'all got y'all chest out and y'all look. Little tiny print showing exactly. And all that with your jaw sagging, your stinky ass out, doodle sag. It's not a problem when y'all do it, but when we, y'all stealing our style. It's wrong when we do it.
I don't know who these people are that are complaining about what's going
on.
But the music's the music.
Yeah.
I take it as it is.
If you fly, you fly. Who? It don't matter really what you wear. If that's how they want to dress, that's how they damn dress.
Lord.
All these men in these skinny, tight jeans with the print and all that. Like, that's what y'all want to do. You know, whether it's little print, big print, whatever the print, you trying to show it. So ain't nobody, people tired of that. How about that? So as long as it's a bop, I'm down. I don't care what you wear.
Let them cook.
okay? And leave Glorilla and Sexy Red alone. They doing their thing. They women securing the bag. If you are insecure, figure out something for yourself to do.
And the crazy thing about both of those artists, I've been to all types of events where their music has been played, whether it's the young ratchets yep. in training or the old grandmothers who you think would be upset by hearing those lyrics. They all mob out to it almost yes. the same exact
yes.
way.
Yes.
You know, because grandmas are like 30, 60s days.
Right.
So, Tanner, are you a fan of Sexy Red and Glorilla?
I'm not familiar enough, but everything I see here is very interesting.
Yeah, honey.
All right, it's 6 days till Christmas, so time for another Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them. Okay, kicks off HK.
Okay, we've got the Lifestyle Advanced Levitate high-definition wireless headphones available in three colors, sand, black, and navy. The adjustable slider and plush ear cushions create the ultimate fit. The charge lasts up to 8 hours, and you can even connect to Bluetooth and easily manage your calls. Now, these usually go for about as high as $80, but for you, we got you for the low-ski-wo-ski of just $15. And it's a doorbuster deal, so the limit is three per customer.
Okay, next we've got the Sharper Image Canister Steam Cleaner and Steam Mop with professional steam power and a versatile array of attachments. This steam cleaner mop combo can tackle tricky jobs around the home and not just your floors. Take it to your sink or your shower to break up the grime in your kitchen or your countertops or grills, along windows, wherever you need a powerful clean. Now, this goes for as high as $200, but we got it for you today for just $49.99.
Nice.
Ooh, wow. Okay, and I've got the Diamond Muse 1/10 carat total weight round cut genuine diamond stud earrings with gift box. Yes, honey. Now, these sterling silver sparklers can be dressed up or down, Brad, making them ideal for any occasion. Now, we're all used to, honey, seeing big price markups on jewelry, but not at Morning Save. We work directly with the vendor to negotiate the biggest savings for you. Now, they usually go for as high as $100, but we got you today for just $20.
All
yes.
right. And also, and this is a doorbuster deal, so you know the drill. The limit is three per customer. Okay, these are all great for gifts or for yourself, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three.
Nice. Now, up next, I got the dish with this season's winners from The Masked Singer. You're going to find out who they are right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. The Masked Singer has finally come to an end, but Dish Nation fam, y'all in luck because we have the Masked Singer Season 12 champions in the building, the Buffaloes, better known as the R&B legends, Boyz II Men. Congratulations, y'all.
Yeah, the cat's out the bag right. now.
and all the old dudes got their readers on.
Yo, man, when the show started, did y'all collectively know that you would make it to the end of the road? No pun intended.
We won't really be honest on this one. When we found out about it and they wanted us to do it, we were like, all right, well, they already going to know who we are unless we change our voices. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if we suck, then we'll get kicked off early, and then we'll have our weeks to just do whatever we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
It started getting good, bro. It started getting real.
Not good. It started getting real because we started hearing these real. Other artists. Yeah. We was like, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So what started as potentially a self-sabotage so y'all can go back to your regular lives actually worked out. That speaks volumes on how dope y'all and in tune y'all are as a crew, man. And in the end, you went up against the Wasp, who turned out to be Mario.
Mario was killing it, bro.
That's another testament of how focused, you know, like individuals in our group are. You know, like for instance, we didn't really know who was singing because we couldn't see them backstage. Mm-hmm. So we were like, so who's that? Is that the strawberry? Is that the birthday cake? Is that you know, so we didn't know who it was. All we knew is that at a certain point, especially when we was in that down in that battle, Nate, when we was in that battle, we was like
twice.
The last one was foul, bro.
Come on, bro.
We was in the bottom twice, and literally, that's when we was like, oh no, this ain't happening. And that was it. That was it.
Okay.
The right. Buffalo. Was that a choice that y'all made, or did they give you an option?
Like you could be this or the you don't want to know. You don't want to know what the first one was.
Now I do.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so
out of anything you could think of in the whole world, let's see what you would come up with.
A hot wing.
Close. There you go.
Close, bro.
A lemon pepper wing.
they had us chickens, bro.
Oh, hell no.
We was French chickens, bro.
Yeah, we like, nah.
Man, it is so dope to see y'all have fun together after all these years, because a lot of times, you know, in this business, man, you have groups that hate each other and they come together for the check.
Well, and, it's not like that with us because we definitely love each other as brothers, you know what I'm saying? And just like family, yeah, of course we argue, you know what I mean? We get through, we go through it, you know, but we get through it.
So what's next for you guys, man?
We think we got one more, I guess you say, I don't even want to use the word era, but we've got a block of time in the bag, and we've got a lot of things that are probably all going to start hitting at once, whether it's the biopic that we're going to finally do.
Nice.
And then the full movie thing about the life story, that stuff we got going on. We got some Walmart stuff in the works.
Thank you so much for all y'all have contributed to the culture. Congratulations on taking home the crown. I think it's the first time a trio has ever won.
Buffaloes, baby.
Bad singer.
Buffaloes.
We gonna catch y'all on the road, man. Much love to y'all. Thanks for joining us here on Dish Nation. And next season, be sure you keep watching Mask Singer, because you never know who's under the mask.
That's love, right. Thank all you, bro. Right. Ski.
Yes,
peace,
sir.
Y'all. Have a great one.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay!
Now, have you guys ever heard of the Mr. International pageant? Have y'all heard
no,
of it?
No.
Well, honey, it's one of the world's largest male beauty pageants where men from all over the world, y'all, compete for the Mr. International crown.
Okay.
Honey, and they recently had their 16th edition in Thailand, and a Nigerian model, honey, made history as first African to win the title. Y'all, check it out.
International 2024 is Nigeria!
Oh, honey, this is fabulous,
is
honey.
Is that like the women's one where
they do
competitions and different things?
Mm-hmm,
and they,
honey. So what y'all think, honey, Samuel taking the crown?
Oh, they go the swimsuit part.
Oh,
okay.
Let me see.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful.
It's so different.
And this has been like an ongoing thing?
I don't know.
16 years.
Yes,
and we have never heard of it.
Yeah.
But that's nice, marketing. I guess, that they have the same thing for men.
Exactly. He's cute, too. And he's Nigerian.
I wonder what they win, because his people in the front were so excited. Do they win money, or did they win, or
probably
they get a lot of sponsors or something? If it's just like ours for
probably
women.
Probably a plane ticket out of Nigeria or something. I don't know.
Free Nando's for a year.
Yeah.
And that's an African restaurant.
They'll probably have them on the cereal boxes there and stuff.
Now, Gary, let's just say if you was in a pageant, had to compete, you had to bust off your pageantry wave. Like, what is that looking like?
Very nice.
It's Mr. Universe energy right there. Right there, you know? Well, listen, y'all, that's all the time we have for you today. Make sure you join us again next time. And everybody's international. Peace out.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.